welcome to the Space Show, Nicola.
Thank you very much, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Now, what got you into aviation art?
Well, I've been painting for 10 years, and my partner Greg decided that I should paint aviation because he's a major aviation buff. And I was a bit hesitant at first because I didn't think it would be worthwhile. And he said, well, look, do one for the RFDS as a donation gift and see if you enjoy doing it. So I did it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it's just literally, pardon the pun, but taken off since then. So that's why I'm doing the aviation. And I do love aviation myself. So that's why I'm doing it.
Oh, fantastic. Now, let's take a walk around the exhibition.
Okay.
And we're standing in front of the Concorde. What's the story behind that?
Well, there is actually a story behind it. This is actually a painting of the prototype, when the very first prototype and Concorde that landed in Australia. This is the day it landed in Sydney. And the reason I painted it was because when I was about, I think I was about 8 years old, my family and I were camping on the Strzelecki track in South Australia when it actually flew over us. And we basically heard almost the sonic boom. And my parents, I can still recall them saying, what on earth is that sound? And then we realised, and Dad said, oh, that must be that Concorde that's come to Australia, And so it's special to me, and that's why I did the prototype, because it was the first one, and it was the one I heard flying over us.
You actually saw the plane, or you just heard it?
We could see it. It was, tiny dot way up very, very high, as you can imagine. But we heard it very, very clearly. We heard it coming, and we heard it going. So, so that's what happened.
And in the painting, what's it doing?
Landing. Yes, it's landing. Sorry.
Okay. And is it a specific location?
That was Sydney Airport, Kingsford Smith Airport, yes.
And those are the Blue Mountains behind it?
They are. And the suburbs as they were back then.
Now, if we move around to our right here, looks like a Boeing.
To be honest, I can't quite remember what that is. I think it's a 747. But it's a palette knife painting, and that's actually taken from a photograph of the late aviation photographer Frank Schaefer, whom most aviation photographers would have known of. Would have heard of. He died early last year, so I decided that I'd paint this one in honour of him and his memory. Sorry, early this year.
Yeah. Do most of your work from paintings or from actually sitting down there in front of an aeroplane?
From photographs. Yes, I do especially the aviation work, because of the technical detail that's required. I couldn't possibly sit and draw one taking off or landing. So
no, they're not going to sit there. And
it'd be hard to get them to stop mid-air like that and to say, hey, yes, Hold that spot, will you?
Yes.
So yes, mainly from photographs.
And in this one here, it's got the moon behind.
It has, yes. That was. This is only a very small section of a photograph of Frank's that I've just zoomed right in on, and because I love the space. Literally, you can almost feel and hear the plane taking off into the distance with the full moon in the background. And I did it palette knife just to give the painting some character, so that it wasn't just a flat canvas.
Now over here we see an engine. It looks like from a DC-10. Am I right?
No, an MD-11.
MD-11. There
MD-11
you go.
That's
how little I know about planes.
That's right. I'm learning too, yes. Believe me.
Yes. And the colours. How did you get such blue?
Well, that is as close as I could get to the actual Delta Airlines colours. I wanted the engine to look as big and as heavy as I could make it feel. So that's why it's just a plain blue sky in the background and just the engine.
And pretty much fills up the whole frame.
It does, yes. It takes up the whole canvas.
Now, the reflections. Are reflections hard to paint?
No, not really. Everybody asks me that, but honestly, they're no harder than any other part of the plane, or anything else, anything you're painting. It's just a matter of getting it in the right position, because even there were some engineers here just earlier asking me, or actually saying that yes, the reflection, if you're standing in that position, is basically correct for the wing, where the wing is and how it reflects onto the engine. So I got it right apparently.
did get a lot of people challenging you and saying...
Absolutely, yes, I do.
You got the screw in the wrong place or something.
Yeah. I've done a few wrong things in the past, but then I get them saying, you know, oh, you even got that, you know, the... I had actually someone this afternoon say I got the toilet, the outlet spot hole right or something, the discharge area or something, yes. And I was like, I didn't even know what I was painting. I need to study more on my aircraft, I think.
Now, you also paint real life, I believe.
So landscapes, yes, I do. Landscapes and native flora and fauna and still lifes as well. This one that we're standing in front of now is a palette knife beach scene. It's just very, very simple, just the seagull flying. I love the ocean, I love being near the beach, and I love birds. So I decided to just paint a very basic beach scene with a seagull flying along, and I called it Essence of Freedom, because it's just, it has such a feeling of total freedom and space.
I certainly conveys through that painting. Now, here's another one with a contrail and the moon. Inspiration for this one?
This one, I love watching contrails in the sky. And when I saw... This is actually a game based on a photograph by Glenn Stewart. And I did this one because it really did... you know, catch my eye. I love the brilliant blue of the deep blue sky, and the jet, which is just, you know, 30,000 feet up, and the moon. And I love anything space orientated, so I love putting the moon in my paintings, as you can see.
Now, the sunset one here of Korean Airliner, where is it located?
That one's actually Sydney Airport once again, Kingsford Smith. I believe that was Singapore Airlines. No, I beg your pardon, Korean Air. And it was just taxiing back to the terminal. The sun's just setting, and it's basically just the silhouette, very dark silhouette of the aircraft with the Sydney Tower in the background and the lights from the terminal.
And how do you get the black so incredibly black? Or is that just an illusion because we're seeing all the lit-up sky around it?
It is actually an illusion. That's actually brown paint. It's actually quite... If you put it next to black, you'd see that it's very pale... It's actually very brown, and it's not very dark at all. It just looks dark because you've got the bright sunlight behind it.
Yes. And now, Nicali, we've moved around to a different part, and a lot of Australian airliners here, the two main airlines being?
Qantas and Virgin Blue. I especially particularly love Qantas because, being a dinky di Aussie, I love to support Qantas because they are such an inspirational business for Australian throughout history, I think, you know, when they started. And the tails, I love the kangaroo, I love the red, and I just think they're stunning. So I love painting them.
Yes.
It's not much other inspiration to that.
And the takeoff angle here, you've got a wonderful picture here of a Boeing 747, Spirit of Australia, the Long Reach.
Yes, that's VHOJT, and it's just taking off. It was heading off to Bangkok and then on to London. I painted this one. I wanted the sky was a brilliant sort of from... dark purple up to a brilliant sort of peach as it was sunset, and I wanted the plane to feel, I feel like you can almost see it moving, and I thought if I do the sky and palette knife painting and the plane in realism, it will give it a real movement, and I think I've caught that quite okay.
I think you do have too. And the undercarriage hanging down there the way it is.
Yes, the wheels were just going, the undercarriage was just being lifted up to be locked away, and yeah, so they're sort of in motion. You feel like you almost see them disappearing underneath the fuselage.
Along here we've got a jet aircraft, looks like a fighter. It
yes.
says experimental on the side, flying over mountains.
Yes, that's actually an L-39 flying over the mountains near Wanaka in New Zealand during the Wanaka Air Show over there. This photo was actually taken by Glenn Alderton, and he gave me permission to base the painting on his photograph. And I love it. I love the depth. I think that, you know, because apparently they were quite high up over the mountains when the photo was taken. And I just love the depth and the feel of space and air between, obviously, the aircraft that Glenn was in and the one that's in the painting and the mountains in the background.
Yes, and the pilot's obviously watching us.
Yes, they're both looking, and one of them, I think, smiling. they knew their photo was being taken.
Now, you mentioned earlier, Nicola, that before you got into aviation, you had 10 years previous experience doing other types of art. And now we're standing in front of some Waratahs, correct?
That's correct, yes. The New South Wales State Floral Emblem, the Waratah.
And do you really enjoy doing that compared to aviation? Or the pictures from the aeroplanes, you painted mainly from photographs.
Yes.
These, were you out in the field or were you working from photos?
Both, out in the field and working from photographs, because I wanted to get the colours. There are different species of Waratahs and I wanted to get the colours accurate for each species. So my parents and I actually found a beautiful location in the Blue Mountains in New South Wales, which is actually called Waratah Ridge, which is out the back of nowhere, which is very well isolated, which is, I think, a good thing, because hopefully it'll stay, you know, totally natural for many, many years to come. And the first year we went out there, when the Waratahs were just coming into bloom, I'm not kidding you, there were hundreds of thousands of Waratahs amongst the bushland. And it was just like as if there were little fires everywhere under the trees. Absolutely spectacular. And when I first saw that, I just thought, I have to paint some Waratahs. So I sat and I've studied them and the seed pods, the bracts on the Waratahs and the individual flowers that open up. They were a real passion of mine for quite a while until I got into the aviation. But I will happily do, you know, more Waratahs in the future, for certain.
And you do portraits as well?
I do. I've only just started doing portraits. I've only got one here on display this time. That's actually only my third portrait that I've ever done. I brought it just to show that I can do that sort of thing now. It's been actually a wonderful thing for me to be able to finally summon up the courage to do a portrait, because until I did one, my first one late last year, I still didn't think I had it, the ability to do it. So, but everyone's telling me that it's pretty good, so I'm happy with it, I must say. I'm very happy with it.
And where do you see your art going in the future, Nicola?
Oh, I don't know. Can I use the pun, the sky's the limit? I honestly don't know. I won't stop painting, that's for certain. I love what I do. I think I'm very fortunate and very blessed. And I will continue certainly doing aviation. I would love to do some space themes, because I'm absolutely fascinated and intrigued by space travel and space flight, etc. So certainly would like to do something in that regard. But I'm just going to continue painting aviation. I've got several commissions lined up now for the next 6 months, so I'll be consumed with that for the next while. And next year I really want to get into portraiture, so I'm going to do something for the Archibald Prize exhibition next year and see if the Archibald Prize in Sydney next year. So I'll see how we go with that and go from there.
And this exhibition is at the Hilton?
Yes, the Airport Hilton in Melbourne, and is running for 3 months until the 31st of December this year.
And it's free?
It is. It's free to view. It's on level 5. You just walk upstairs from the lobby area, and it's in an absolutely beautiful location. I couldn't have asked for a more lovely spot to have my first solo exhibition.
And can people buy these paintings? Because they're absolutely marvellous.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm glad you'd like them. They are for sale. There's only two that are actually display paintings. They're for sale, the prices are on them, but if anyone's interested in purchasing them or contacting me, they're more than welcome just to go to the counter at reception here in the hotel, and they'll be helped along there with their inquiry.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show, Nicola.
Thank you very much, Andrew. It's been a pleasure.